Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Saudi Arabia say at least 107 people were killed and 238 others injured when a crane crashed through a ceiling at the Grand Mosque in the holy city of Mecca. Incident occurred as Muslims gather from all over the world for the annual Hajj pilgrimage set to begin later this month in Mecca. Saudi officials go to great lengths to prepare for the 2 million Muslims who converge on Mecca for this pilgrimage. European Union proposal for its 28 member nations to more evenly share Europe's escalating migrant crisis is meeting resistance despite its endorsement Friday at the United Nations. Meantime, President Obama spoke about the refugee crisis at a Friday town hall meeting here in Washington.
Unfortunately, we can anticipate that refugees will be an ongoing problem for decades to come. And the reason is because there are too many states that are not doing well by their people.
HRW Executive Director Kenneth Roth told VOA the current refugee crisis is not a crisis in terms of numbers, but in a political crisis because of Islamophobia, political considerations among European nations. U.S. State Department is warning its citizens in the African nation of Chad to leave and cautions Americans against travel in the area. State Department says there are no specific threats against U.S. citizens in Chad, but notes that there are violent extremist organizations in the region, such as Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, and they are intent on harming Westerners and Western interests and are able to cross borders easily. It says kidnapping for ransom, potential threat in the region. This is VOA News. On Friday, the United States marked the 14th anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks with a series of observances. Americans remember the day on which terrorists commandeered passenger planes and flew them into the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon outside of Washington, and into a rural field in western Pennsylvania. Roughly 3,000 people died from those attacks. The 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists who did the hijacking of the planes were among the dead. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his terrorist group claim responsibility for the attacks. U.S. forces assassinated him in a surprise raid on his hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. Russia's expanded military support for the Assad government in Damascus has aroused concern in the United States, but Moscow says it hopes to avoid unintended incidents in Syria by coordination with the U.S. U.S. officials say they are concerned that Russia might attack Western-backed insurgent groups in armed conflict with the Syrian military, and that in turn could risk a confrontation with Western forces fighting against the Islamic State militants. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says a shaky ceasefire with Russian-backed rebels has, for the first time, held completely for a 24-hour period since the fighting broke out. We get that story now from VOA's Daniel Scherf in Moscow.
President Poroshenko said his cautious optimism for a lasting ceasefire was strengthened this week after a phone call with the presidents of France, Germany, and Russia. Speaking at the annual Yalta European Strategy meeting Friday, the president noted a renewed ceasefire effort from September 1st seemed to be holding.
The ceasefire, I want to declare that today is the first day for 1.5 years that during 24 hours we do not have one single shelter.
Russia's Interfax news agency quoted a Kremlin aide on Friday as saying an extension was possible if all parties agreed. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.
And in U.S. politics, former Texas Governor Rick Perry has become the first in a field of 17 Republican Party candidates to drop out of the presidential race. Perry says he steps aside with no regrets and referred to the candidates who remain in the race as a tremendous field. American tennis star Serena Williams has suffered an upset in the semifinals at the U.S. Open in New York. Top-seeded Williams was on the brink of a single-season Grand Slam, having already run the titles at the Australian Open, the French Open, and at Wimbledon. But she could not overcome Italian tennis player Roberta Vinci in Friday's match.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Russ Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz past and present and conversation with our special guest, Bill Charlap, the great pianist, who over the years has been one of the masters of playing the jazz standard. Yes, Bill Charlap has led his trio and played in other people's bands, too. Quite often, the setting has been to recreate songs from the Great American Songbook and from the past and bring them up to date in a modern, swingin', fun way. He's done that at the highest level for a long time, and I had a chance to speak with him in Indianapolis, Indiana, at the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Competition, where he was one of the judges. We'll talk further about what makes a song a standard and hear some of his work later this hour. But right now, let's begin things with his wife. Renee Rosnes, another of the greatest pianists in jazz today, has a wonderful, varied career. She's played with lots of different people over the years, most recently in the band with Wayne Shorter and others, and, of course, leading her own bands over the years, too. I want to give you a taste of her image of world music and jazz coming together in her 2001 release, Life on Earth. Here's a song that has smatterings of gamelan music from Indonesia. The song is titled Hanuman. It's Renee Rosnes, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Verona. Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see. I'm alive, I'm alive. Well, I'm going out of my way just so I don't pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. Although I rise up to meet, I feel tingles down to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, sends me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's all right. Just take five. Time out with me. Just take five, just take five. Stop your busy day and take the time out to see. I'm alive, I'm alive. Well, I'm going out of my way just so I don't pass by you say. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not a play. All the war rides up to me. I feel tingles down to my feet. When your smile gets much too discreet, send me on my way. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? You could offer a light. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Just take five. Just take five. Just take, just take, just take. Just take five. Just take five. Just take five. Shin did it, da 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 da.
We're investigating the standards in jazz on this edition of Jazz America, and certainly the song you just heard, Take Five, the Paul Desmond composition with lyrics by Dave Brubeck's wife, Iola Brubeck, just a classic for all time. No matter who's doing it, you want to listen to it and see how well They're treating that classic song, and that's a brand new interpretation of Take Five from vocalist Giacomo Gates from his new album, Everything Is Cool, just out. Cool indeed. My special guest on this edition of Jazz America is pianist Bill Charlap. He's certainly played a standard or two in his life, and we'll hear him do just that as he takes on the music of George Gershwin from a 2005 release, American Soul. He'll be joined not only by his usual friends in his trio, bassist Peter Washington and drummer Kenny Washington, but four great horn players, Phil Woods, Frank West, Nicholas Payton, and Slide Hampton. We'll hear the music after we talk further about the jazz standard with Bill Charlap now on VOA's Jazz America.
As jazz musicians, there are other standards which are compositions, classic, important compositions by people like, again, Ellington, Thelonious Monk, Kenny Dorham, Horace Silver, Quincy Jones, Oliver Nelson, Gigi Grice, Elmo Hope. The list does go on and on. What makes them standards is that the terrain that they have created, the blueprint, the canvas, if you will, is perfect for the improviser to express their own personality and to also embrace the meaning of these glorious compositions which have a point of view and a statement to make on their own. You can make a statement that is perhaps illuminating the composition, maybe saying something else about it, maybe approaching it ironically. All of these things are valid. It's different when you're approaching a song with lyrics, perhaps, than a composition that is built as an instrumental composition, but all of these things, I believe, fall into the category of standard. And the only thing I could say in answer to your question about how should someone approach it,
right.
How would someone approach it? Well, if you were a musician, an artist who is devoting your life to this music, I would only say approach it with as much embrace and care as you can, meaning know all of its contours, know its design, make sure that you know the melodies as the composers wrote them, the exact harmonies as the composers wrote them, the lyrics as the composers wrote them, the great recordings, the iconic recordings. I think it's our duty to understand that Body and Soul is great as Body and Soul, but even greater once Art Tatum, Coleman Hawkins, Benny Goodman, and Teddy Wilson touched it, and John Coltrane. All different approaches that are equally valid to this great piece. So the idea is to have a full box of tools and to explore it the way that you would anything that you're in love with. You know, get to know it in as much intimacy as possible.
Do your homework and serve it with reverence. That's,
yes, that's embrace great. It, but reverence doesn't mean constraint. It just means embracing it and having... that way, you know, the roots of your tree are stronger, and thus your conception has to be stronger because of that.
Bill, thank you, man. That was like a master class. Bill Charlap and his trio and a host of great horn players joining with him with the song that is truly a classic without a doubt, George Gershwin's Nice Work, if you can get it, from the album. Bill Charlap plays George Gershwin, the American soul. Well, here's a question for you as we continue our investigation of what is a standard. Can popular songs later than the heyday of Broadway and the Great American Songbook, as they say, become standards? How about the great songs of the Motown era from the 60s and 70s? Here's a taste of what I'm talking about. I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Earl Klugh on Jazz America from VOA 1. With the question, what is a modern standard? And the answer possibly being the music of the Motown era, the great writers of Motown, Marvin Gaye, Holland, Dozier Holland, and others. That is, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Interpretation by Earl Klugh. We took that from the album Blue Note Salutes Motown. Hope you enjoyed that. More of our investigation of the standards coming up, and more conversation with Bill Charlap, too. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And sometimes people just write to be very kind with their messages, and that's the case with the one that I received, which reads as follows. This is Michael Bayou from Ethiopia, and listening to you on one of the FM stations called Shager FM. I'm loving jazz these times, especially the Saturdays are very lovely. God bless you, Michael Bayou. Well, bless you too, Michael. Thank you so much for your kind words and for enjoying the music. And I want to dedicate to you a jazz standard, a little bit different from the way this has been done maybe in the past, because it's a groovin' and swingin' interpretation of a song written by John Coltrane called Mr. PC. In this case, the groove comes from the organ of the legendary Jimmy McGriff, and the saxophone work is by Hank Crawford. Let's enjoy it right now here on VOA's Jazz America.
I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. I say a little prayer for you. While combing my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now, I say a little prayer for you. I say a little prayer for you. Take time, and all through my coffee break time, I say a little prayer for you. I say a little prayer for you. Oh, forever and ever you stay in my heart. Oh, how I love you forever and ever. We never will part.
Certainly one of the classic standard songs of all time, I Say a Little Prayer for You. Actually one from the middle of the 20th century instead of the earlier days of the development of the Great American Songbook, as it's called. It's Bacharach and David. Burt Bacharach and Hal David's classic, I Say a Little Prayer for You, interpretation with a new kind of rhythm, by Nina Freelon from her album Soul Call. Hope you enjoyed that. And I certainly hope you're enjoying our investigation of the standard in jazz and our conversation with one of the masters of the genre, pianist Bill Charlap. We'll hear him with his interpretation of a Hoagy Carmichael classic coming up. from his album Stardust. But first, more conversation with Bill Charlap here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, thank you, Bill, for the time. And any last thoughts about what you personally have coming up as far as projects are concerned that we might want to impart to folks?
Oh, I've got lots and lots of things going on right now. My trio, which has been together for 18 years with Kenny Washington and Peter Washington, is about to record another album.
Yay.
We've just signed with Impulse Records.
Yay.
And we'll be doing a number of albums there. I'm about to do a concert at New Jersey Performing Arts Center in tribute to Charlie Parker with Kenny and Peter and with Phil Woods, Charles McPherson, and Jesse Davis.
Wow.
Three of the premier alto saxophonists in the world, of course. My concert series in New York City at the 92nd Street Y takes place. There are six concerts, all different types of concerts. One with me and the great pianist Dick Hyman, great rhythm section. Anat Cohn is joining us for that.
Uh-huh.
Another concert which will focus on Duke Ellington's music with the great Ernie Andrews, and me and Rini and my trio, and Jeremy Pelt and Houston Person.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Nelson. Another concert which focuses on the great jazz pianists and their compositions, which will go everywhere from Jelly Roll Morton to Oscar Peterson, which will have a great rhythm section of Todd Kuhlman and at the bass, and Willie Jones at the drums, and myself at the piano, Jeb Patton at the piano, and Marcus Roberts at the piano.
Oh.
And we'll be doing three more shows, one of Frank Sinatra's songs sung by Kurt Elling.
Wow.
With my trio, with Warren Vacher at the cornet, and also with Harry Allen at the tenor saxophone.
Wow.
And we'll be doing a show of Stephen Sondheim songs with myself and Rini. Rini's going to be writing some string arrangements for a double string quartet.
Wow.
And the wonderful singer Ann Hampton Calloway is with us. The drummer Matt Wilson, saxophonist Steve Wilson is on that concert. And finally, we're going to have a real swing party with music that is related to Count Basie's small groups and Benny Goodman's small groups, with myself, Bucky Pizzarelli, Jay Linhart, Dennis McCrell, Ken Poplowski, Randy Sankey, and Joe Locke, and my mom, Sandy Stewart, singing.
Oh, wow.
So we're calling that one Basie, Benny, and Bucky. And lots and lots of other stuff is going on. I'll be doing The Birth of the Cool at NJ PAC.
Wow.
In November. We're going to do all those great charts by Jerry Mulligan. Gil Evans, Johnny Carisi, and John Lewis, with a brilliant group of soloists. And things just will continue and continue. I'll be at the Vanguard for 2 weeks in, I think it's in October or September of this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, his memory is just as great as his talent, and some people have nothing to do, but Bill Charlap is not one of those people. Listen, stay busy, stay happy, stay motivated, stay productive, and keep playing, because we really enjoy what you create. Bill Charlap, thanks for joining us, and great to see you.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
from the album Stardust, Hoagie Carmichael's classic Jubilee, Bill Charlap and his great trio. From one great standard to another from the mid-70s. Here's the Norman Whitfield composition Car Wash from the motion picture of the same name from 1976 by the soul band Rose Royce. Interpretation by Christian McBride and his trio from their new release Live at the Village Vanguard on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Gotta get a drum or something. Ben ain't had none in the minute. I know you want some. You got to get a little bit. Take as much as you want, baby. Go ahead, Ben. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to the Village Vanguard for making this a wonderful week. Mac Avenue Records for recording us. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you and go get you a car wash. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Russell Malone, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
That's the great guitarist Russell Malone from his 1992 debut effort with the Jimmy McHugh classic I Can't Believe That You're In Love With Me, one of the many standards that we featured on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. Russell Malone, in his debut effort from 92, was joined on piano by Harry Connick Jr. from New Orleans, Louisiana. And that leads me to tell you that next week on Jazz America, 10 years after the Hurricane Katrina disaster almost destroyed the city, it's back bigger than ever in many people's estimation. We'll salute New Orleans, talk to four of their great musical sons, and hear lots of New Orleans music. A salute to New Orleans on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?